What's up, everybody? This is Zach. Welcome to the Capybara Podcast. If you've never heard of a capybara, don't know what it is, refer back to episode zero of this audio experience. I give a little bit what this podcast is going to be about and share a few facts about this illustrious, mysterious animal that this podcast is named after. Today I'm joined by Gabriel Tarbutton, aka Gucci Sauce 77, aka The Gab. Say hey, Gabe.
Hey.
Great. Today we're going to be talking about big family culture versus small family culture. So let's grow, learn, and laugh together, shall we? And hey, guys. Gabe, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on down.
Dude, thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, it's good.
That's a real honor.
It's a little chilly outside, a little nippy, so if y'all can hear that heater in the background, I'm sorry, not sorry. We're actually recording from Tarbutton Prime basement. Because
entirely not sorry, actually.
Entirely not sorry.
We're just trying to live.
We're just all. Trying to survive out here in these streets. All right, Capybara Fact of the Day is brought to you by Shelly Belly Jelly Bean. Not really. Shelly, if you're listening, you didn't know I was going to call you out. And you should be listening, because this is great. So, on the Enneagram, which Gabe and I are both nines.
Heck yeah. It's the best one.
The Enneagram 9 spirit animal is actually the capybara. It says capybaras are basically nature's chairs. They are highly social animals and get along well with literally every other species. Which is crazy, because I didn't know I didn't know the capybara was the 9 spirit animal when I chose that for this podcast. So,
me neither. I had no idea.
Well,
I
did we look it up that day?
No, I literally opened Instagram and I was like, it was there. And I was like, no way. This is the Lord.
Confirmation. There we go. All right. Do you have a quote for us, Gabe?
I do have a quote. This is my quote of the day. I generally come up with one a day. I don't know. It's bro, just be fi. And it's, use it in any scenario. If you're like, maybe you're stressed about something. 5 people don't get stressed.
You know what?
Bro, just be 5.
It's like a what would Jesus do? But just be what? Bro, BJBF.
BJBF.
BJBF. Just be 5.
Bro, just be 5.
Like, you're up there sharpening your pencil at school, someone drops your pants, you're like, bro, just be 5.
Yeah.
And then you do the splits and everybody's like, whoa!
And you're just 5, dude.
And you're just 5. Well, that's a good quote. I'll try and remember that for the next time I'm not feeling very fi.
I'll try to remember.
Put it on a bracelet for me. Just like write it in a piece of tape with permanent marker.
BJBF.
BJBF. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Gabriel.
Whoa.
The classics. All right. Name, age, where you're from for the people who don't know.
So just the classics.
Just the classics.
I'm Gabriel Tarbutton. I'm 17 years old.
Yikes.
I'm a senior in high school. That's my life.
That's your life.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. So today we're going to be talking about big family culture versus small family culture. Gabe happens to come from one of the largest families that I have the pleasure of knowing, and I come from a small family. So
one of the largest families in the world.
In the world. I can't. You can fact check us on that later. So yeah, we're going to be talking about a little bit of how we grew up differently, because I've grown to know Gabe and his multitude of wisdoms about many things. But we have very different upbringings, which has been made very clear by me being here. I think you had a question for me, right?
Yeah.
Do you have it pulled up?
Or yeah.
No? Okay.
I'd like to ask you what your holidays were like growing up in quite a small family.
It was, well, my case was different because my parents were divorced. So, like, I mean, holidays, like Christmas. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well,
for me, they're like very.
What was
similar.
Valentine's Day like, Zach, for a single family? I'm like, well, that was always the long.
Well, I was home. I didn't do anything.
My mom got me chocolate. No, it was actually kind of I say it was kind of dope because we had two Christmases, but that's more of a divorce
whoa,
thing.
Whoa, whoa. Flexing on us.
Flexing on us. I mean, so I feel like I made out like a champ on Christmas and birthdays because it was like, well, when we got older, my parents' relationship changed. Mom and Dad, you guys are great. Love you. Thanks for raising me. So like we used to just do like holidays completely separately. Like we'd have Christmas at my mom's house and then either like way later in the day or like we'd like go to my dad's apartment and like do like everything completely separate. And then it changed later on to like everybody just going to one place. So he would come later on in the day and we'd all do presents and stuff. But it's just me and my sister. So we always, I honestly don't remember where we got the money. My parents probably gave us money to get, but like as a kid, you don't think about that, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like I remember this one time, my mom gave me, she gave me $300.
Ooh,
I know, it was crazy, but she said it was from my grandma. Like she said, this is from like your grandma. I feel like it was $300, but then I used it to just buy like a bunch of presents for everyone. I just dropped my pick. Like that was what it was for. It was like, this is Christmas money from your grandma to like do stuff with. And so, yeah, it was actually kind of great. I mean, in all its like brokenness and stress. It was always funny because like when you're a kid and you're like buying presents for people, like for your parents, and you're like trying to hide them like in the car, like as you're bringing them like, hey mom, can you take me to Bed Bath and Beyond? Like, oh, what are you going to get there? Nothing. Don't worry about it. Don't look at the back. Or, yeah, it's pretty great, actually.
Yeah.
What about yours? I was going to ask you that anyways.
Oh, man.
Look, birthday, Christmas. It's in my notes.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Well, my question is, like, I know they change when you get older, but, like, as a kid, yeah, like...
pretty drastically.
Like, what did you guys do with having so many kids? Like, did you do that? Because I've heard of some families doing, like, the Christmas hat thing. Have you heard of that?
Not really, no.
Like where you pick a name out of the hat and then you just get a gift for that one person?
Oh, yeah. We called it Secret Santa.
Oh, that's actually what it's called. I don't know why I called it Christmas hat.
Christmas hat.
Just making up stuff. Y'all do Christmas hat? Stupid.
Christmas hat.
That's man. A new one, guys. Copyright Capybara. 2019.
Maybe that's your quote for the day. I don't know.
Y'all do Christmas hat around here? Did you guys do Christmas hat?
Yeah, so when I was younger, it was like like all the younger kids had a Secret Santa section, and pretty much they just picked a name and then their parents would buy that other kid a gift. But then for the older people, when you get like 13, then it's like a $25 limit, and that's like from those people to whoever's the oldest. And you just draw a name, and then you buy a gift, which is like $25. And what we did eventually, which was incredible, it's like a website where you like draw the names, and you can put all the things you want on the list.
What?
Because since we have a big family, everyone's so spread out. So we used to do it like...
So spread out.
Well, it's just hard to, like, get everyone in one place.
No, no, time. I get it, get it.
It, like, never happens.
That would be... Wait, for everybody who doesn't know, how many people are in your family?
Oh, I'm the youngest of 15.
Yeah, so that's when I say big family, I don't mean just, like, oh, well, there's, like, 8 kids. No, there's, like, a ton of them.
There's, like, this is a big family.
It's generations in this family. Anyways.
Yeah, and since there's so many, since there's 15, I think... I don't remember a single time when I've been with every single one of my siblings.
Dang, that is kind of sad.
Maybe once, but we don't have a picture of it. We have a picture of 14 of us, or like 13 of us or something.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, we have a picture of 14 because someone was taking the picture.
Like, no.
There's no selfies back then.
But yeah, we used to do it like, you come on Thanksgiving and you draw a name, but then like nobody came and it got really confusing. Not nobody came, but like certain people just couldn't make it.
It took a really dark turn. Like everybody's supposed to come at Thanksgiving, yeah, but nobody came.
Nobody came. They just like,
no one's thankful.
They said nah.
Bye, Felicia. Do people say bye, Felicia? Still. All right, I'm dated.
You can get by with it, but like Not me as a 17-year-old.
Okay, cool. Not me as a... I'm 27, so there's...
Yeah.
There's a decade of differences between us. Ooh, that'd be a nice episode. A decade of differences.
Yeah.
I keep interrupting you. Okay. Wait. Did y'all believe in Santa at all?
No.
Never did. I never did either. I guess... Well, you didn't go to public school, but...
No.
Not believing in Santa as a kid was, like, a huge deal for some reason. Like... And I felt like an outsider. Like, yeah, I probably feel like people... Wait, this is going to be a bit controversial. But, like, people who come to church and don't believe in God, like, you kind of have that feeling of, like... That's how I felt as a kid who didn't believe in Santa. I was like... Because I went... I remember my mom found this letter that we had to write to Santa as a... Like, in, like, the third grade or something. Like, write a letter to Santa. And I was like, I don't believe in Santa. And, like, this kid...
Yeah, I felt like such a downer. I was like, sorry, I don't believe in Santa. And they're like, what? Just write the letter. And I'm like,
No. This letter's great. So, it said, like, I want a saber-tooth, like, a white tiger saber-tooth transformer, blah, 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 blah. Like, I want this and this, and you are not real. And that's what I signed my name. I was like, boom! Yes. Take that, Miss Sanders! Like, it could tell me what's real and not... And then I remember this kid was like, if you don't believe, you're going to get coal in your stocking. I'm like, who's going to put it there? I live in an apartment. Like, explain, riddle me this, Jonathan. I was like, heated. Like, we just never believed in that stuff.
Yeah, we had cousins in Texas that we would visit like once a year. And we would go there and they like did the whole Santa thing.
It's so sad to me.
Yeah, we were told like, don't mention Santa.
Yeah, like you don't want to ruin it for them.
Yeah, I'm like... Freaking okay, fine.
But see today's like I feel like no kids believe in Santa right now. You know what I mean? Like with today,
one in a while
with like today's kids, like with technology the way it is, that's never gonna be a thing.
Yeah.
Like I remember back in my day, there was this local news station. Well, WGN would. It's not. Have you heard of that?
No.
Whatever. Kids don't watch the news. But they would even have, like, a weather, like, weather Doppler, whatever, the weather thing. Uh-huh. And they'd be like, oh, Santa's coming around here, like, with the storm. And they'd, like, try and, like, play it off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you literally put budget of, like, money into this to, like, making kids think this is real? Like, it's just, it's funny. So, like, I guess the biggest difference is, like, just because it's a number of people. Like, yeah. So many people. Like, to have... Like, if you were to say, like, hey, I'm going to buy a present for, like, 15 people, that's so much money.
No, now I just do, like, the immediate siblings. So, like, it's, like, I think pretty much, like, I consider...
The
it
Fab
like
five. Plus,
yeah.
The Fab five, yeah.
Five or six.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Christmas is, like... I think the biggest difference is, like, we had literally 30 people in the house.
That's insane.
And presents were lined up against, like, one-third of our living room.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I can't.
Absolutely wild. Yeah, my mom would, like, be shopping months before Christmas. Like, oh, this would be perfect for this kid.
Ugh.
Yeah, it, like, just crazy.
That's
crazy,
so crazy. Much. Yeah.
It's calmed down now, but.
For sure. Well, actually, yeah, I know, because I was there.
Yeah.
That one time. That one Christmas. Okay, do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
I'm bad at these.
I don't have one if you were to ask me. Actually, I'd be like, ooh.
The last Christmas, it might just be because I remember it best, but I liked it because like, since I had my own money and was able to actually buy people gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having to like be like, hey, mom, can I like buy a gift for this person? But this time I was like, oh, this is my money. And I'm like,
yeah, you take owner. Yeah. Like you worked for it. You take ownership.
Like this is, it's more sacrificial. That
is so gift something. Is gift giving on yours for love languages?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mine, it was like, all, actually. It's very up there. Uh-huh. It just goes, since people don't get me a lot of gifts, it just goes unmet on the other end, but I like really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So Christmas for me was always like, yes, it's my time to shine. Because, like, people always, when, like, for all my gift-giving people out there, or if that love language is your number one, like, you notice things, like, when people say things, and it's, like, you have this, like, memory of, like, oh, they like this color. Oh, they like this, this, and this. And then when you get them that perfect gift.
Superpower.
Like, Like Michael Scott said, a gift is how much you shows how much you love a person. This many dollars worth, you know. No, but it, like, to me, it was like I love that satisfaction of like getting someone the perfect gift. They're like, how did you know? But like they were really like, oh my gosh, like really touched by it. I'm like, yes,
heck yeah,
heck yeah. Okay, I was gonna ask you about birthdays, but I'm guessing they might be similar, or are they?
I mean, my birthdays weren't interesting. Yeah,
I feel like did everybody? I was gonna ask, like, did everybody show up? Because I like,
oh no,
no,
I didn't invite everyone.
Did you guys do birthdays?
I wanted my like close friends there, and that's it.
Okay.
Sometimes we would do like these big birthday things, which I didn't really like because I was like, eh. Like, I wasn't worth doing one birthday.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, we would do combination birthdays where it's, like,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care that much, but I was like, eh, you could just, like, split them up and make it better. But it was, like, weird because it was everyone's friends, and that there weren't, like, that many crossovers. Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty average, though. People would just come over, spend the night, whatever.
Okay. Stuff. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's how I had a Filipino friend growing up. He was one of my best friends. JC, if you're listening, this is for you. But, like, basically his family, I don't know if it's a Filipino thing or Filipino culture, but, like, everything is an excuse to celebrate. So, like, if the youngest sibling turns 5 or the oldest sibling turns, like, 21, like, everyone comes over. Like, all their friends, like, everyone's friends. Uh-huh. Like, not just, like, the person who's celebrating. Which was, I thought it was cool because I was at their house literally every other weekend for a party, like bouncy house, lumpia, karaoke, like it was DDR. What is it, DDR? Yeah, yeah. And like Guitar Hero and all that stuff. And it was great.
That's awesome.
But like, I wonder if that, like, since every other month or like every other week it's like special, it makes like nothing special.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it wouldn't matter as much if it was all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know for me, like, birthdays were, like, always, like, not, like, a huge thing. Like, I didn't have, like, expensive things. It was just, like, I think I mostly went bowling for birthdays. That was just, like, a classic, bowling, like, well, it's just bowling. Like, there's, like, I don't know why bowling was just, like, such a cool thing for me. Uh-huh. It was just, like, you got to have fun, and there was always, like, pizza and, like, everything in this nice little package. Uh-huh. I think it was because we lived in an apartment for a few of, like, my... like younger birthdays. Uh-huh. So it was like you couldn't have a lot of people over, so I was like, let's just go here.
The biggest thing for me was always just the people that were there. My mom would be like, let's go to this water park, or like, let's go do this cool thing,
like, Six Flags.
I was like, I mean, I like my house,
this place just is like, great.
Be here and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next question for the podcast. Let me check the timer to see where we're at here. If this thing's even still recording. We're so professional, guys. Can you tell that we've done this like a lot? Oh, 17. We're good. I would always wonder, because growing up in like a small family, like I had like large, like family friends that were like large families, and we would actually go to this one family's house for like Thanksgiving. Because it was kind of silly for my mom to make this whole Thanksgiving dinner by herself for, like, two kids. So she'd, like, make stuff, but then we'd, like, bring it to, like, this other family's house because this is what we did. So I always wondered, like, I always, like, thought, like, growing up, like, what if this was your life all the time? Like, what if, like, every meal was, like, Thanksgiving meals?
Oh, man.
Like,
it'd be, like, crazy.
It's crazy, right?
You'd just be fat. I think that's it.
Y'all are all fat? No. But, like, so how was, like... I know it's different now because you guys are older and can, like, most of the kids cook. Like, you and everybody cooks. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not. Most people cook. I'm, like, glancing. But what was it like when, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, if you can remember?
10 years ago. I mean, I would normally...
Like, did your mom give you guys, like, little jobs? Like, you do the carrots.
Yeah, kind of. It wasn't really a job. It was like, oh, you get to make the pecan pie this year. And it was, like, a really exciting thing, which is really cool. So I made pecan pie generally. But then sometimes I'd make, like, the green bean stuff. It's, like, green beans and, like, I don't know. It's, like, crispy on top or something.
Oh, that's like, it's a casserole, Gabe. Yeah. White people make casserole. That's what y'all do.
I was always disappointed because I was like, man, this doesn't have sugar in it. why am I doing this? If I can't, like, snitch out of it.
Snitch?
Yeah, there's, like, there's no point in stealing a green bean. I want to steal this cool whip. Come on.
If I can't snitch out of it. But that was just for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
But what about, like, every other, like, okay, so back in the day, was your mom just, like, cooking up, like, a bunch of eggs every morning?
Eggs? Oh, shoot.
Like, regular meals, not just holiday meals.
Okay, like...
We're switching gears here to normal life.
Yeah, everyone pretty much had a job. I actually don't remember breakfasts at all.
This just in. Big families don't eat breakfast. Just cereal and milkshakes.
I think it was actually like we would get cereal, but we called it wood chips because that's exactly what it tasted like.
Oh, like the big.
Oh man. Oh. It was in these literally.
Like Weetabix or something.
Yeah, it was in these like 4 foot bags. And then we would get these 50-pound things of oatmeal. And then just make, like, a huge pot every morning.
Oh, I remember your sister telling me about this, believe her. I was like...
Okay, from those times, we have a literal huge bucket of coconut oil. That's literally 10 years old.
I think when I first met you guys, you were telling me about this, and you said, I think we still have some, like, of this cereal that we made, like, eons ago, like, when I was a kid. And I was just so disgusted.
Yeah.
Like, that can't be real.
The thing is, the cereal was so gross, we would, like... We would get like half a bowl down and be like, this is disgusting. But the parents would be like, no, you have to finish the meal.
I hated that.
Yeah, it would get like soggy and crap. And then they would put it in the fridge and then be like, hey, you have to finish this before you can have fresh wood chips.
Fresh wood chips? At least
That sounds like a prison camp, but it wasn't that bad. Like, the oatmeal was tasty.
Okay.
It was loaded up with butter and sugar and stuff.
So. Okay. Wait, but okay, so she wasn't cooking up a bunch of eggs?
No, I don't remember eggs that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's always, oatmeal. Okay, yeah. I gotcha. I would always think, like, man, they must have, like, a huge, like, stove, and just someone's just, like, whipping up a bunch of stuff. I remember the only, I was a picky eater growing up.
Whoa.
I know, right? You wouldn't know it from, like, how chubby I actually got later on, because my mom broke down and just let me... Well, I actually don't... I just didn't exercise. I was like, son, who needs that? I'm just going to sit on my couch and watch
vitamin
Arthur.
D. I don't need that.
Bop that vitamin D. What was I saying? It's getting late, guys. Oh, I was a picky eater growing up. And so, like, whenever I would go to my dad was stricter than my mom. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of had this idea where it's like, all right, I got to, like, shape up a little bit. Like, I behaved around my mom just because I didn't want her to feel bad for, like, having, like, a rebellious son. But then, like, my dad would, like, punish me. He would, like, we're getting into deep, serious talks here, guys. I don't remember what, like, food I just really hated. It was probably spinach.
But absolutely.
Oh, like cooked spinach. Just, I don't know what, like...
It's like snot, bro.
Like, it was not good. I was like, Dad, can I just, like, have carrots or something else? Like, please, another vegetable. He's like,
eat something healthy, just not spinach.
Just not spinach. But he'd always get me because he knew my inner fat boy. He's like, well, if you don't have this, you can't have any ice cream. Ooh. And I was like, ooh. And also, my dad never believed in having a dishwasher, so he would cook. And my sister Amber and I would, like, do the dishes. And it was always the worst when I, like, had a bowl of, like, cold spinach and a pile of dishes to do. And they're in, like, they've, like, moved into, like, the living room and are, like, eating ice cream and, like, watching TV. And I'm just sitting at the table, man, just in my misery, like, I hate my life. Not really. I was, like, 12 or whatever, so I was just being moody. Like, it was probably, like, 3 bites that I probably would have been done. But yeah. I was, like, I hate it so much. And then, like, my sister had taught me. Wow. But it was like
freaking sisters.
Yeah, freaking sisters. She knew she could get away with murder, which she kind of could at my, because, like, I don't know what, my dad didn't, like, spank my sister. She, like, it was like mom would spank Amber and, like, my dad would spank me, I guess, like, as far as, like,
interesting,
because it's like whatever, too intimate or whatever. Because there's no layers between you and that spoon. Like, it's just, ooh, wood on skin.
Don't remind me.
Y'all get spanked?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, I'm like,
dude,
spank your kids, y'all. If you're listening to this, I'm not a parent, but I turned out all right, and I was afraid of that rod.
Yeah, I'm pretty Gucci, and you know.
I think the first time I ever cursed in life, which I'm not saying people should curse, was when I realized I was gonna get a spanking. Like, I was like, oh no! I was like, oh crap! What have I done? And there was like no turning back. Because I was that afraid.
Yeah.
Afraid of that. Okay, the other thing I always wondered about, like, big families was because you always... Okay, so, like, movies like Cheaper by the Dozen, mm-hmm. and, like, they kind of, like, make it, like, fantasy and, like, cool, and, like there's always, like, the weird kid in, like, the corner that's, like, has, like, a bow and arrow, and he uses it to, like, I don't know, shoot, like, a laundry basket down the hall or something. I don't know. Like, they always have these weird things about, like, the kids, like, working together to do chores. And I always thought that was so cool. Like, how did your family do chores growing up?
The closest thing we got to a contraption was, or us working together was like, okay, let's switch jobs today, and next day we'll switch again.
That's fair.
Yeah, we're like, oh, I'm so sick of taking out the trash. We just gotta switch. Yeah, that's the closest we got to working together. But we had a system where it was like, one person has dishes, one person has dishwasher. Basic stuff like that.
Okay. And then did you guys get, like, rewards or anything?
Not really. I think we had allowance. That was like a two-time thing, I think. I barely remember.
A two-time thing?
Yeah.
I got $2.
It was like yearly, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what our stuff was as a kid. I think we had, like... I think maybe I saw Cheaper by the Dozen and thought, like, Mom... Let's do this. This would be great. Like, I'll have chores.
So cool.
And, like, you can give me a lot, like, you can give me stuff. That was, like, my thing. Yeah. I think I just wanted to be affirmed in, like, doing things. Like, uh-huh. It was, like, my early on thing of, like, liking to check boxes. Like, I saw this, like, I don't remember what family it was, but they had, like, little stickers. And if you got all 5 stickers at the end of the week, you could, like, get a prize.
Brownie,
like,
points.
Mom, can we do this? And I think we did it for, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then... It just fell out I mean, there was only 3 of us, so it was like, if one person didn't vacuum for a week, it's like, whoa, it's bad. All right, we're going to take a short break here. Do you have any closing remarks before we come back?
Just be fine.
Yeah, do that. It's still recording, but I can cut this out.
Or just don't.
Bam, thank you, ma'am. Come on down to Wham Inc., industrial equipment supplier, just 3 minutes away from downtown Lawrenceville, 75 Boulder Creek Circle. We're closed right now, probably when you're listening to this, but for all your, like construction needs, if you need to, like, build something, or, like, you rent a truck, or, like, we got jackhammers, we got all kind of hammers. Just come on down and build something, okay? All right, welcome back, everybody. We had a little potty break. I've been sipping on this tea this whole time, so I had to empty the tank. It's cold now.
Not nearly as satisfying.
Not enjoyable. It's all right. Gabe,
I got a question for you.
You got a question about small families?
Okay, if you could change one thing about your upbringing, what would it be?
It's kind of ironic, and I've had this answer before I even thought about interviewing you or having you on the show. You know, this here dealio. I always thought, like, I wish there were more people here. So, ironically, I wish I had a larger family. Because, like, I feel like having just one sibling and, like, a parent... I feel like the dynamics would be different if I had 2 parents and 1 sibling. But just one sibling, if you're fighting with them, you're fighting with half of your family. It's like, dang. Like,
you can't literally, just, like, escape to another sibling.
Yeah, okay, it's just like, let's go do something else. It's like, no, it's like you and them, and you're all in the house. Yeah. Like, so I just wish if I could change something, like, I would have, like, a couple more siblings. But that's probably what I would change. But it's interesting because I feel like with only having, like, with, like, having that desire for, like, more people, I feel like my friendships were, like, more important because, like, I didn't have anybody, like, if, me and my sister fought a lot growing up. I, like, hated my sister growing up. Amber, I love you now, you know that, but we knocked heads. Woo! Literally. And so, like, the friends that I had, like, Aaron and Caleb, they'll probably listen to this, but I had, like, a tight five, and it was, like, they would sleep over, and we would, like, do a ton of stuff, like, together. Like, I still, like, not many people, like, carry on with people that you knew from high school and all that stuff, but, like...
Yeah, it's really rare.
It's very rare, and so I have, like, maybe three, four... The fifth one... I've tried to reach out to him, but like for,
so it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. But like we literally have like the tight five basically, where at least I've kept up with them. And so that's like become like those people that you like grow up with, like kind of like become your family. So I feel like I had deeper relationships even like as like a kid growing up because I longed for that.
Yeah.
Where I feel like in big families, you kind of have the luxury and also the downside of having a ton of people around the house.
Yeah, part of it for me was like I didn't feel like I needed to reach out because like I already have a large community.
Yeah, like I'm good. Family. Like everybody's like, you want to hang out? You're like, no, I'm good. Like there's people here all the time.
It was interesting because like when people started like trickling out of the house, moving out and stuff, it was like, oh, I have to reach out.
Oh yeah,
I have to like get outside the house. And it was a weird realization, but yeah. Just I guess an opposite turn of events, I guess.
All right. How did you guys do any like family vacation stuff? Like go anywhere?
Yeah, they were like pretty fire actually.
Okay. Like everybody gets in the bus and like,
oh no, straight up. We had literally a 15 passenger van.
What happened to it?
It died.
I mean, I guess
when it was broken, we could have literally paid someone to take it. It was that bad. we sold it for like $500, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we were like, take it away, or maybe 1,000. I don't know.
I sold my truck for $500-$600. Anyways,
yeah. Anyway, we would like. It would be like a whole planned thing. One time we took a 2-week trip, and we took
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
How many people?
At least 10. I don't actually know. Jeez. I think it was from, I'm not sure. 10, including our parents, I think.
Oh, okay. Still.
Yeah.
That's a lot of...
Maybe 7? Or, yeah, I don't know. Maybe 9. Maybe
that's
nine
insane to me.
Sure. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's like, the whole Palmer house of kids. Like, a plethora of kids.
Yeah.
Just running around. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we weren't, like, super young. Like, I'm the youngest, and I was like... Maybe 8, maybe 6, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we weren't, like, terrible, terrible people at that time. Because, you know, all children are pretty much...
If you're under 5, you're just, monsters. You're a monster.
Especially
yeah.
on road trips, man.
A goldfish eating, pooping, peeing, screaming monster, yeah.
So pretty much trips would, like, it'd be a whole planned thing, and then everyone would pack, throw their crap in the car, and we'd just, like, drive. We never flew because it would be.
I don't think. Expensive. When was the first time you got on a plane? How old were you?
I was 16.
Oh my gosh, really?
It was like last year, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was Chicago. Maybe I was 15. I don't know.
Chicago?
Or when we flew to Kansas City and then we drove from
there. Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was the first time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Because I feel like, I mean, this isn't like a big versus small. It's just like if you didn't have a lot of money, like you just didn't fly. Like it's so expensive to fly, especially like a big family.
It's big and small because it's like funds are stretched out between all the 15 children.
For sure. But I mean, I didn't fly anywhere. I think the first time I flew somewhere was when I was like probably 14.
Mm-hmm.
But like just because someone else paid for the ticket. Mm-hmm. Like that's a... That's crazy. That's crazy, though. That's a lot of people.
But yeah, like, it was...
Where would you go? Like, where would you guys go?
We went, like, across half the U.S. in that trip, I think.
But, like, what did you do?
We, like, just went places. Literally just drove.
Like, everybody get in the car. We're going to drive around and eat food somewhere else. Yeah. That was it?
Yeah.
Like, no, like...
loved it. Okay. Like, it was great.
Did you stay in hotels or like, okay.
Hotels.
How many people did you smash into a bed?
2 to 3.
Okay.
2 to 3 per bed. We would have 3 in one bed, 2 in the other bed, because most hotels have 2 beds.
Yeah, you so put people on the floor, like the couch or anything?
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes. Now it's like super nostalgic to just like be in a hotel, because it's like, oh, this is like, it's like my upbringing.
It's like my upbringing. I grew up in these. Yeah. These hotels.
And like now, people will be like, oh, I have to drive 45 minutes. It's such a long way. And I'm like, dude, I was raised driving 12 hours, 12-hour road trip.
Half of my life was spent in a minivan. Shush.
Yeah, and so
get out
it's
of here
like
45 minutes.
I'm like super grateful, because it's like, I'm so used to just long car rides.
Yeah.
I'm like,
what? Yeah, that's crazy.
It's so bonding, because it's like, you're in a tiny car with like all these
a ton of people
for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you just have to like deal with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super bonding though, because it's like, those who suffer together.
It's true.
They're close.
You overcome.
Yeah. What were you going to say though?
I remember thinking like 5 hours was a long time. Like, it is for a kid, but like thinking about it now, like as driving for Lyft and all like truck driving and doing all these other things, just driving, like 5 hours is like nothing.
Oh,
like,
dude,
right now, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could drive like as tired as I am right now. If you're listening to this, it's 11 p.m. because we decided to do this late.
We're very intelligent people.
Very tired. I could probably drive 5 hours right now, and I'd probably be fine.
Yeah, I could not do that.
No, never mind. I'm lying. But like,
it's, 5 hours is, you could probably drive like 2 hours.
I could for sure do three. I'd be pushing it at 4, and 5, I would be insane. I'd just be like screaming out the window. Just like, just raging against like hitting my head on the wheel or something. I'll share maybe another time, just crazy things you do while like trying to keep yourself awake on the road, like truck driving.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I
straight up fall asleep when I'm driving. If I'm like driving home from school, man,
I just
cannot.
You're not driving my car for a long time.
Dude, if it's like past 7 p.m., never let me drive a car.
No.
Literally, I fell asleep. I came to a complete stop and I was like, I'm awake. I'm great. I fell asleep. My foot eased off the brake and I was just like, boop, bopped into the car.
Just bop that car.
Yeah. And then the other time I was like going 30 and fell asleep and like went right onto a curb and it was like boop. I was like, oh, I'm awake now.
Oh, I've definitely been going faster and been like falling asleep, like driving. Oh, it's the scariest thing. Literally, I'm driving this truck. Not like a full size semi truck.
Uh-huh.
But like I'm driving the truck and like I would literally wake up with my hands hitting my thighs.
Ooh.
Like from falling asleep. Man. Like that was that was scary. And it was like I still had like 6 hours to go. Like nice. It was like, and I was like on the clock, like I had to get there. Oh, it was the worst.
Shoot.
It was the worst. Anyways. Dang. Sidetrack, side note. I didn't do family vacations. We just went camping. But it's fun though. Mm.
Camping is fun, yeah.
I like
camping. We did camping sometimes. Yeah.
Like, we never went... I mean, like, I'm not complaining, because I know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, my friends would be like, oh, like, Disney World, or, like, this place. I'm like, nope.
We never did Disney World.
Yeah. I mean, to this day, I've never been to Disney World.
Yeah, now I just don't care.
After working at a theme park, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever have kids, I'll take them to there, but I'm like, I have no desire to go. But, yeah, we just went camping. Because, I mean, you can drive places, and that mm-hmm. was it.
Yeah. Camping is really fun. Anything in the mountains and stuff like that, it's pretty great.
Well, it wasn't, like, mountains. It was, like, camping in, like...
I mean, like...
It was...
Mountain-ish, I guess.
Wisconsin. Although, there's this place I think it's Wisconsin. It's called Devil's Lake, which sounds sacrilegious. Which it probably is. I don't know what they sacrificed on the top of that lake. But it's very beautiful. There are, like, tons of... And we went there a few times. I got lost... A ton though. Oh my gosh. This one time. I remember we would go camping with like usually like another group, like another like family friend or something. Uh-huh. And this one time I think someone brought bikes. I wasn't on a bike though. I thought I knew how to get back to our campsite from where we had gone, like the canteen or something. And I didn't. I circled, and I circled a ton of times. It starts raining.
Oh, dear.
And, like...
That's the scariest thing in the world.
I wasn't super young, but I was young enough to where I was like, oh, God. Like, what's... And it's... And a park ranger, like, drives by me, and I'm, like, yelling and trying to wave him down. And he literally rolls down his window and, like, waves back and, like, kept driving.
No.
And I was like, oh, God, I'm gonna die. Like, it was literally, like, me and, like, this straight road and, like, the woods. And I was like, I didn't think I was going to die. I just thought, this is going to be a cool story. That jerk didn't pick me up.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, to summarize, I think we had, like, the same question. What would you say is, like, the best / worst part about growing up in a large family?
Yeah. I think the best is, like, one of the best. Just, like, community and... there'll be a couple, probably. But I feel like just a sense of generosity, because, like, you really don't have personal property when you have community living, like...
Yeah, Corey still gets offended about that when I have my own juice.
Yeah.
Or almond milk.
So, like, when I'm with people and I'm, like, and I'll just, like, take a sip of their drink and they're like, what? What are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that that's a thing.
Yeah, that's funny. I guess I've been with you guys long enough to, like, that's just a thing.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I don't even notice that. Like, yeah. If you were to take food off my plate or, like, vice versa, like, it's just, like, whatever.
Yeah. But that's also kind of, like, the con side of it, because, like, you really don't. I feel like you lose a sense of personal responsibility for what you have.
Sure.
Because you're like, oh, if I mess up, like, we're just all going to deal with it.
Okay.
At least that's how it felt. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Give an example. For those of us single-minded.
So, if I borrowed something, and I, like, if I borrowed something of someone else's, if, like, I borrowed a book and it, like, got torn up, like, I wouldn't really have to pay for it or anything. They'd just be like, it's fine. Like, we'll deal with it.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. And so, like, I think that probably has in my life led to a place of, like, I don't care for what I have.
Sure.
But, like, I feel like I've probably grown out of it. So, not, like, lasting effects, but, yeah. One con, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But the joy is, like, generosity. That's a big thing.
Yeah, I see that. I feel that in y'all's family.
Yeah.
So just the one con? Oh, wow. There's only one bad. That's good.
I mean,
we're not getting to there this episode.
Not today. Not today.
Deborah. What was yours? You phrased it differently before.
What were the biggest joys of having a small family? And then what were the biggest challenges?
The biggest joys. Hey, Gabriel. We'll be right back.
Foreseen on TV, The Flying Machine, American Restaurant. Down-home American eatery at the Gwinnett County Airport offering runway views and live country music. Hop on your high horse and Paul Revere it down to The Flying Machine.
You gotta do it!
Where Shaquille O'Neal gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Said it's a neat place, good food, good service, fun watching airplanes.
Well, welcome back to the show after that unintentional, unplanned break. Something I love about growing up in a small family was personal space. I never had to share a room.
Yeah.
Growing up. And so, like, which is funny because, like, as an adult, I've mostly shared rooms just because it's cheap.
Yeah.
So, like, having, I think, personal space and, like, getting to, like, create and develop, like, what I see you doing with your room now.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably pretty new for you to be able to, like, do all that stuff and create. Like, that's like, I had that joy at like 13 or 14. Dang. And like, I had like a bookshelf that I built and like all this. I mean, it wasn't as cool as yours for sure. And I didn't paint my room. I mean, but I'm like, professional, so. Yeah, right. And, but I had like my my TV and like my gaming system, which I paid for. I wasn't spoiled. I worked for that stuff. I think like having personal space. I shared a room with my sister for a very short time, like when we were in like this other house, but like for the most part I had my own room, and like sometimes my mom and my sister would share a room, like that's how like looking back, like that was kind of crazy, like my mom and my sister shared a room, but like I had my own. So you couldn't get that in a that probably sounds really selfish, but like I'm on the spot, so that's not like the greatest joy, but that was like personal space, that was nice. I would say I was never like, there was always food. Like, I was never like, there's no food in the house. Like, I know that's like a joke people complain about, but I was like, oh, there's always food.
Yeah.
Space and food. Those are my answers. They seem really selfish looking back, but.
Greatest joys.
Greatest joys.
I got to eat. I got my own room.
I got to eat by myself.
I had the best life.
Greatest challenges. I would say, I think, like, what I was talking about before, like, there being so many people around, like, if you have a problem, like, you always have, like, family to go to. Mm-hmm. Like, me and my sister didn't get along. Like, my mom was a single parent, like, working. And so if there was, like, a problem, like, I was having or, like, needed, like, help figuring stuff out, there weren't people, like, to show me how to do stuff. Like, I didn't have an older brother to, like, show me how to, like, do stuff. Like, and I was with my dad, like, every other weekend or, you know. Which I say that as a con or, like, a challenge. But actually, it forced me to grow up really fast because I couldn't depend on anybody else. But I was like, all right, well, we just got to figure this out. If I'm going to get this done, I just have to, like, figure this how to do this.
Which could just be a good thing.
It really could.
Depending on your perspective.
And, like, we didn't have Google. Like, I was just, like, jerry-rigging the crap out of stuff. Like, you know, like, when people talk about laundry, I don't understand how, like, people would grow up and, like, not know how to do laundry.
Dude, I learned when I was, like, 10.
Ever remember, like, not knowing. Like, if I had clothes, I was like, what? Like, and it's not like a, you know, we never got beat or anything. Like, woo, do your laundry.
They were like, dude, I'm not doing it for you anymore. I'm going to show you how and you're going to do it.
I thought it was cool. Like, I thought it was, like, exciting to be able to do it.
But since I'm upstairs, I have to, like, walk downstairs to do it.
Bro, I had to go to a freaking laundromat. Don't even complain. Oh, like, shoot. Yeah,
yeah, I can't complain.
Like, I lived in this apartment. Well, we lived in a bunch of different places. But this one apartment we lived in, we had to, like, it was far enough to where half the time we did drive, but if I ever had to, like, go there by myself, it was, like, I literally carried my laundry basket, like, like, through a neighborhood to this one building
I really can't complain.
With, like, a little Ziploc baggie full of quarters and, like, my backpack to do homework in this laundromat for my neighborhood. And then sometimes people would steal, like, they had, like, those laundromat rolly carts, and sometimes people would steal them, and I got pissed, because I was like, I need those things. Anyways, any closing remarks that you have? Wait, did you have one more question, or are you good?
I think I'm good. I think I asked them all, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Gabriel, it's been a fun first episode, fun first segment. I feel like I've grown to know you a little bit better about your life.
More context for more the context. Way that we are.
Yeah, why you guys are so messed up. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Whoa.
Wait, it's okay.
That's for a different episode.
We're all messed up. That's why we need Jesus. Yeah. Hello. Small family, big family. We're all a part of one family. The family of God. Ooh. Amen. Ooh. Amen. Raise your hand. Stand up. Not if you're driving, though. Thank you guys for listening. This has been an awesome episode of the Capybara Podcast. Thank you to my all-star, probably reoccurring guest, The Gab. He'll start his own show later. Be checking that out. Be looking out for that. All right. I don't really know how to end this. I didn't really pick out an ending.
Peace.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.